our families, with the team, good bond, and play a game, and then get back to the other side and get back to action.
Absolutely. You spoke about the brand, being an African in the position that you're in the NBA. How has it been in terms of the NBA? We know the NBA has always opened the doors to African legends that have played there, but the man in your position, what has it been like? What's the change been like for you? And how have you used being African to do business in the NBA?
Well, I'm humbled, you know. It's a position that you never dreamt of, you know, and I am proud that I'm African and I can represent the great continent. But there's challenges, and for me, failure is not an option. You know, I have to succeed and put the continent on a place where I have to win on the court and off the court. You know, like it's for me, it's very, very important. And the NBA is a huge blessing for us, and we continue to try to bring more of the game back to Africa with all our programs, whether it's Basketball Without Borders or Giants of Africa, my foundation. But for us, it's for me, this is I'm humbled, you know. I pinch myself every day, and I'm passionate about basketball and the game, and I love it.
Speaking about Giants of Africa, we know that you're passionate about the continent where you've come from. You've taken, you know, basketballers to Africa to really get engaged with kids. Tell us a little bit about Giants of Africa, what the initiative is, what the dream, the goal was, and how it's been so far.
It's been awesome. Our documentary, we're doing the premiere at All Star on Thursday the 11th, and we're really excited about that. It's a sneak preview, but just trying to use basketball as a tool is what we're trying to teach these kids. We're not always going to end up being NBA players, you know, like, but there's sports journalists, there's sports managers, there's sports science, there's so many other things that we have to teach these kids to be. And that's what Giants of Africa wants to do. And also go back home and build courts, try and encourage coaching, whether it's coaching clinics, do our basketball camps, and travel over the continent and preach the game, give kids hope, you know, because it's very important for us.
Absolutely. Speaking about hope, you honored the great Nelson Mandela sometime last year, I think it was. Tell me about the emotions you felt whilst honoring a giant of Africa in Nelson Mandela.
For me, it was really our hero, you know, our father of Africa, and he has been the forefront for us in Africa, and now that he's passed, there's no reason for us to forget him. I think he should get bigger, and it's an honor for me to do that, partnering up with the Nelson Mandela Foundation, and we'll always do that. It's something, a program I want to do every December 5th, which is the day the great Madiba passed away, and the last two ones have been incredible, and we hope to continue so he lives on in all our lives, because he continues to be the father of Africa.
Absolutely. Quick points. Nigeria won the African Championships this year. Yeah. I know we haven't had, you know, strong Nigerian basketball players in the NBA in recent past. Hopefully Victor might take the flag for us. What are your thoughts about, I know you've been to Lagos with Giants of Africa Foundation, with your, you know, with the foundation for you in Nigeria. What are your thoughts about the championship and what that can do for basketball in the country?
I think it's great, you know, like we went to the Olympics last time through the qualifier, which I thought was very difficult to do. We didn't have a very good Olympic showing, but it's good to have